AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A white South Carolina police officer is charged with murder in North Charleston for allegedly shooting a fleeing black man several times in the back. Walter Scott was pulled over for a faulty brake light, and the officer had already hit him with a stun gun. Family attorney Chris Stewart says Officer Michael Thomas Slager was only charged because his actions were caught on video.
What if there was no video? What if there was no witness, or hero, if I call him, to come forward?
He says Scott may have tried to run from the officer because he owed child support, which can get someone sent to jail in South Carolina until they pay it back. Voters braved heavy rain and lightning to get to the polls for municipal elections in Ferguson, Missouri. Two black candidates were elected to city council, meaning half of that body will now be African American. That St. Louis suburb has been at the center of the national debate about how police interact with black residents. Mayor Rahm Emanuel wins re-election in Chicago.
Rahm Emanuel says he'll be a better mayor in his second term because he has heard the voters.
I hear you on the importance of neighborhood high schools and better choices. I hear you on the importance of raising a minimum wage so that no family who works ever raises a child in poverty ever again.
Emanuel thanked his supporters for giving him a second term.
To the second city that voted for a second term and a second chance.
The mayoral runoff was the first since the city changed the way it conducts elections about 20 years ago. I'm Ross Simpson.
The UConn women Huskies win another national championship, beating Notre Dame in Tampa. Notre Dame forward Taya Reimer says the Irish were bothered by the size of UConn.
They have great bigs on their team. We knew that they had shot blockers on their team and that they're very good inside.
This is AP Radio News. The actor who played Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane in The Dukes of Hazzard has died.
James Best's career was defined by playing Roscoe on The Dukes of Hazzard, and Roscoe was defined by his laugh.
He'll be coming by here just any moment now. I can feel it in my bones.
Best starred on the TV show its entire run from 1979 to 1985. He had appeared in nearly 300 other television shows, including The Andy Griffith Show. Best's wife of 29 years says he died Monday of complications from pneumonia while in hospice care in Hickory, North Carolina. Best was 88. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And humorist Stan Freberg has died.
The story of Little Blue Riding Hood is true. Only the color has been changed to prevent an investigation.
Freberg was the comic genius who lampooned American history in his landmark recordings, The United States of America. He was hailed as the father of the funny commercial. He died in California at 88. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.